The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Petet, today's office being studied in Nishmat Morzi Kenei Yosef Betzalam, and Maran Zeken Ati Yafa Batzara, and Nishmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden, Amen. Today's office being studied for Asher Ma'am, Moshe Ben Dina, Salam, Muhammad Batahav, and Salam Batahad, and Arfan Adahim, Fatah Nefesh, and Fatah Gufa, Tamkar, Mada Bovechen, Yirason, Ben Omar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Pehet Amud Bet, starting with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Yatsa Shema Ba'ir Mekudeshet, Harezu Mekudeshet. What is this talking about? So Rashi says, we have rumors that are going around in the city. Pinuya, she's a single girl. She Yatsa Alea Kol. There's rumors going around the city. Pelonit Mekudeshet Hayom Leploni. They're all talking. So-and-so is getting married to so-and-so on this day. The yesh devarim nir'in. And like the Gemara is going to show, there's like circumstantial evidence to show that the rumors are emet. Kedem mefar she'amura'e b'gemara. Harezu mekudeshet. Ve'lo tenaseh la'acher b'loget. That's enough already, even though we don't have edim, that there was a marriage or things like that. That's enough already to matzrich this lady a get. Because the rumor was a verified rumor. It was to a certain person, and it was given on a certain date. They had the wedding date also understood. Therefore, she needs a get. The next case is migureshet, which is the reverse case. There's rumors that are going on the lady that she is indeed divorced. Harezu migureshet. Now, what does this mean? So that she explains the havamin, at least. Second wide line. Kasal kadatin dahi kamar eshet kohen. She's married already to a kohen. She yatsa alei kol. A voice went out. Rumors plonit netkaresha hayom harezu migureshet vasura lishev od tachtav, which means nafkamina, she's going to be asura to remain with her husband because her husband was a kohen. The rumor of divorce came out, so we assume that she's divorced. She cannot go back to her husband. However, the ilum migureshet lehakir v'naser lashuk leka leferushe, which means we're not going to say that she's migureshet so much on a rumor that she can go get married to somebody else, because after all, it's only a rumor. The mishum yitziat kol neshle eshet ish le'alma, which is we're not going to be matir eshet ish le'alma just because of a rumor, but we'll osera to our kohen husband because of the rumor. That's the hava, I mean, at least wow, that we're learning right now. However, the Mishnah gives a very important stipulation to all these rumors. Ubevad shelo yesham amtela, so long as there's not an excuse that's attached to the rumor that can nullify the rumor. Which means if there's like a certain call that goes out that she's mekudeshet. But with it, there's a certain amtela, like a condition that was attached to it, or an excuse that was attached to it, that you can destroy the rumor, so then the rumor is not believed. But I was going to give an example. Mishnah gives an example. Ezohi amtela. Give me an example of an amtela, of an excuse. Gidesh ish ptoni et eshto al tenai. Oh, so the tenai already is the amtela. Because you could say maybe the condition wasn't fulfilled. So that's already, you're putting a safek into the rumor. Or let's say, Zarak la kiddusheha. There's a rumor, yeah, the guy threw kiddushin to this lady. Safek karov la, safek karov lo. But it's safek if the kiddushin was closer to him or closer to her. If it's closer to her, she's mikudesh. If it's closer to him, it's not mikudesh. So the Mishnah says, Zui amtela. Because that already weakens the rumor. So let's read Rashi. ובלבד שלא תהיה שם אמתלה, שלא יהיה עם הקול של קידושין או של גירושין, משל וטעם שהוא שובר את כוח הקול. You're not going to have a type of a rumor that goes out, and then with it, another, like an excuse that has the ability to break the rumor. What's the example? Yirash ploni yitishto al tenai. Zehu shover shel girushin. Shemalam tkeyim atai. That breaks the rumor of girushin, because maybe the condition wasn't fulfilled. Zarak kedushin, zehu amtelash shel kedushin. That's the excuse of kedushin. Vehu adin nami ipcha. What do you could say the opposite as well? He threw the get to the lady. Safek karovlo, safek karovlo. And he made a kedushin with a tenai. Which means either way, it weakens the rumor. So now the Gemara starts. Ve'asrinan la agabra. By the way, the Gemara opens up with a question. You're going to say this lady to her husband? What's the question? Rashi. Bitmiha ve'amigureshet kai. Eshet kohen shiyatsa kol shegirsha ba'la. What do we say? Eshet kohen that's married. Right? A call went out that she got divorced. So what do we say? She's asura to the husband, right? She's asura to her kohen husband because she take the rumor. Therefore, she's a divorcee. So the Gemara says, "You're going to oser on a rumor." We learned already a rule. The Gemara tells us to remind us of the rule. V'asrin la gavra v'ha amar v'asher kol kala debatar nisuin lo hashin ande. We learned this already. Any rumor that comes after marriage, we don't pay attention to the rumor. Therefore, this lady's married to the Kohen already. Now you got a rumor, she might be Migoresh and all that. Pay no attention to it. She's married. Mm-hmm. And she says over here, lo hashinande, kegon, im nisep the Kohen, like our case, this lady was married to a Kohen, the yatzah alei akot sheita zona, or the other way, she's zona. She went with a goy, whatever it is. She committed the znut. Or girusha. We don't care. Lo mafkina namine, ela be'edut berura. The only time once there's a marriage that you break the marriage up is with edut berura, conclusive testimony. Vizun nisua ve'omedeti. This lady that's married to the Kohen, she's married. She's omedet, nisua ve'omedet. Now on a rumor, you want to now say that they have to get the girushin?
Right.
Well, we don't do this. So comes Gemara and says, Hachi kamar. Yatsa shema ba'ir mekudeshet harezu mekudeshet. Going back to revamp the learning of the Mishnah. If the rumor went out in the city that what she's mekudeshet, right? They like we said that she got mekudeshet to this guy on this date and there's evidence to prove it, but not eyewitnesses. Then already we have to treat her as if she is mekudeshet. However, mekudeshet u'mekudeshet. If there's a rumor that she's mekudeshet, and at the same time the rumor comes out that she is mekudeshet, harezu mekudeshet.
Wow.
So we take the second item, mekudeshet, my tama, kol v'shovro imbo. Because she got the rumor and its destruction with it. The rumor is mekudeshet, and right next to the mekudeshet there was a mekudeshet, so it breaks it immediately. Now, how does this affect our case? Look at the Rashi.
Like together,
right? Right, look at the Rashi. Rashi in the bottom of the Amud. Rashi at the bottom of Pechay. He explains exactly what we're talking about. Hai kol de mekudeshet. We thought that mekudeshet was stand. There was a voice on mekudeshet. No. The mekudeshet is adding on to the first case. The first case was just a rumor of mekudeshet. Uh-huh. The second case is mekudeshet and mekudeshet. Uh-huh. Rashi says, Areshake, isha pinuya. She yatsa alei akol mekudeshet. Hashina la, okay, a regular lady that's a pinuya, that voice goes out that she's mekudeshet. Da'asura li nasei. We're not going to let her get married until what? Until she gets a get. Ela le'oto ish. Except to that guy that the rumor is on. Hazar v'yatsa akol mekudeshet. And if the same lady that the voice went out that she's mekudeshet, mm-hmm, came out of a rumor that watches mekudeshet, she girsha oto ploni, she yatsa alei akol kedushin mimenu. So then the din is what? That is a mekudeshet umuteret lakol. She's permissible to everybody. My tama, hare kol shehashashnu lo techila shovro imo, which means the voice of the gerushin now is mu'il to break the original kedushin. Okay. Now, even if she became asura mahmat the kedushin, which means we accepted the first rumor of kedushin. We said kedushin. So what do we say? She's asura to marry anybody in the world.
Right.
And then, if you accepted the rumor came right away in Migudeshet, we nullify the first item because it came together, not simultaneously, but I guess we'll have to see exactly what's together, how many days, we'll have to see exactly the Gemara. But that's the case where you take the Migudeshet, and therefore she's permissible to everybody. Comes Gemara and says, Amarava, Rava says. Different situations of rumor. Yatsa Lashem Mezana Ba'ir. Okay, rumor comes out that the girl is mizanah. She says she's a pinuya, and mizanah le'oved kochavim. She went with a goy. Or let's say with an eved. Now, what does that affect her? That affects her from kehuna. That she would not be allowed to marry now, kohen, right? Because kohen cannot marry. So now, zlum means she went with a goy, let's say, right? So there's a rumor on a girl in the town. Oh, this girl over here, be careful. There was no, there's no witnesses. It's just talk. And hosheshin la. Pay no attention to the rumor. My tama, pritsuta be'alma hu dehazila. All you say is what? All it was is piritsu. That's what they probably saw. They didn't see the act itself. The guy was, being not nice with her. But he didn't do the actual thing. Now she says, in hosheshin la le'osa lekehuna, pritsuta be'alma hu dehazila. That what? They were talking,
mingling.
Flirting in the shuk or something like that. Or, mi'ech labin dadea. Okay, he was touching her inappropriately and things like that. So comes the Gemara and says, ketana'e. It's actually a machloket tana'im on this subject. Achla b'shuk. You have a lady, let's say, she's eating in the marketplace. Girgira b'shuk. Girgira b'shuk means she's walking in the shuk with her head high. Yeah. This is a type of chutzpah. It seems in the old days, eating in the marketplace, the
common
men,
that
was like a very immodest thing to do, especially walking with your head high like that, if you had garon. Hinika b'shut. Or let's say she's nursing a baby in public. Mm. B'shut, so that's also obviously immodest. B'chulan, Rabbi Meir Omer Tetze. Rabbi Meir says in all these cases over there, you have to assume that what? That she's committing znut, this lady, and out. If she's married, she's got to go out. Why you have to choshesh that this act behavior of piritzut is zinta, and ishet isha zinta is clearly asura the ba'ala, and she's asura the ba'ala, and she's said it also to the kehuna. Now, let's go slow. Let's go slow, but we have the rule. We have the rule. Once they're married, you don't accept the rumor.
So
the Mefashim explain over here that we're not going to osira on the husband right now, the Gabbai the Piritzut. However, after the husband dies, she'll be asur from that point on to marry Kehuna. Okay, so from that point on, because maybe she was Nizneh, Tachat, Ba'ala. Which means if she got married to a Kohen after, Titzit.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to take her out of her first husband. Because again, on a rumor, you don't break up a marriage on a rumor. But if she got married to a Kohen, after the guy dies, then already you take the rumor, because that's like a Taila. Who told you to get married after the Kohen?
Beautiful.
So therefore, it's Tetzir. That's the way they're learning. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, even without evidence that she was in the public and doing things of Piritzut,
right.
When the ladies that weave by the moonlight, that's the ladies that chat.
Like, today you say in the club game.
Exactly. When the ladies are talking in the group over there, when they're weaving by the moonlight, oh, yeah, so-and-so, she's pirutza, whatever it is, that's already enough to say she committed the znut, and therefore she's asura. Nasi says, Nashim hatavot b'shuk le'or ha'lebana. ודרכן נשוח שיחות בטלות. They talk idle chatter. ולדבר בחשודות שבעיר. They talk about the rumors of the city. אמר לו רבי יוחנן בן נורי. So רבי יוחנן בן נורי תלז רבי עקיבא. אם כן, לא הנחת בת לאברהם אבינו. You're not going to leave a daughter to אברהם אבינו שיושבת תחת בעלה. Which means, everybody talks, there's always rumors like that. Every time somebody has a rumor now, you're going to start osating the ba'la and things like this. And she says, no inachta, sheyesh oibim motziim kol b'chinam. Beremez mu'at, which means people have enemies. So all the enemies have to do now is to start rumors. And that's it, rumors, they're going to start dealing with a rumor that's going to osera, meaning she's a sutra kehuna now, and you're going to start making trouble. Vatora amra, kimat saba irvat davar. The Torah says you want to say the lady, you have to actually find it about Tavah. Where do you find it? Ulhalanu Omer, the next pasuk says, the next parasha says, Apishnaim Eidin, or Apishlosha Eidin Yakub Davar. Ma lehalan Davar Barur, just like in a regular case of testimony, you need witnesses. Afkan Davar Barur. So therefore, until you have witnesses according to the Shita, you don't have to be concerned. Okay, so that's witnesses that saw the act. Exactly. Witnesses that saw the act. According to Yohanan Ben Nuri, she's not asura lekehuna on a rumor of znut. It's got to be namash. You have witnesses. Doesn't matter. That's nothing. Flirting is not doesn't mean anything. Maybe she's just flirting. She didn't actually do anything. That doesn't make her a zonah. She just did that. Continues. Okay. Rumors again. Rumors that the girl is a. There was a girl that's a betula. Right, and the rumors are going around to say that she's a be'ula, nafkamina, she should be asut to marry now Kohen Gadol. Yeah. As Kohen Gadol can only marry a betula. In hosheshim la. Again, we pay no attention. Why? Because the rumors of the Mishnah was a clear rumor. Nitkadesha leploni.
Right.
Not enough just to say be'ula. You don't know to who and to what, all that. That's too much vague. Therefore, we don't pay attention to it. Nisua in hosheshim la. Again, she's married. We don't pay attention. We don't know who to who. We don't have a date. The case in the Mishnah that we were hoshesh was nisua leploni biyom ploni. Okay, and then there was also some circumstantial evidence to prove it. Here's time. People talk she's married. Not enough to be well said. She says nisua. Actually, let's read the one before that. En hosheshim by the Kohen Gadol leosra the Kohen Gadol the dema pitzuta ba'al mahazula. Could be they were just fooling around. They didn't actually see the be'ula. They had the tnabim and didn't actually kala. How can the kamatz you nerot dolkot shadavrim nikarim? In the Mishnah, the reason why you take the rumor because you saw lights in the house, which is a sign of a wedding and things like that. But stam, because they're saying she's a be'ula, maybe the guy saw pinisut. That's all they saw. That was not going to say that. Nisua yatsa al pinuya. Kol she nisua ze yamim. Ve'anu muhzakim ba behazkat she pinuya. We know the girl's a pinuya. We have a hazakan, this girl. But the rumors are going around saying she's nesua. In hosheshim la, dekala dematnitin hanu she'umim hayom netkadesha pinonit. Because the rumor in the Mishnah is more specific. Today, so-and-so got married actually to so-and-so. But to hear what you're just saying, nesua, where there's no more evidence than that, we don't pay attention to it. Now, arusa, or the thing that says she's an arusa, right, for whatever it is, in hosheshim la. Why? Shelo lefloni en hosheshim la. What is shelo lefloni? Yashi. Yatsa alea kol shemekudeshet hayom. Good. They got the date. Right? She's married. She got married today. Aval lo iskiro shemo. They don't know who it is, but. Lomar shefloni. En kadesha stam. Stam, not enough. En hosheshim la. You don't know who the guy is? You don't pay attention. That means nitkadesha shelo lefloni. Meaning you don't know the ploni's name. In Hosheshimla. Be'ir aheret. In Hosheshimla. She says, Yatzakan kol ploni mekadeshet hayom bimkom ploni. Different place. Also, you don't have to suspect. Memzeret in Hosheshimla. There's a rumor that she's a memzeret. The rumor is, you don't have to be hoshesh to it. Shifha in Hosheshimla. Hikdish ploni nechasav. There's a rumor. This guy over here was Magdish. He consecrated all his property. You don't have to hoshesh on that to osir all his property to him. Or hefkir ploni nechasav. Or he made all his property hefkir. You also cannot trust the woman that's got to go start repossessing his property now and everybody can take us hefkir. And hosheshim lahim. Because these are all cases of rumors that are not accepted in the halakha. Amar ula. Lo sheshem'u kol havara. Ula comes along and says, this is what we say. That we have rumors. That has to be like a certain... that has to be a certain evidence proving it. Not that you heard kol havara. What has explained the word havara?
Echo.
Echo meaning gossip. It's not enough just to hear the gossip. There's people talking. Ela kedishu nerot dolkot. Yeah, you saw a house, and there was candles lit in the house, like the custom was on the night they made the wedding. They would put a lot of candles in the house. Umitot mutzaot. You saw all the beds were made, the couches were made, like they're making a wedding. Ubnei adam nechtasiv yotzin. People coming in and out of the house. Ve'omrim plonit mekadeshet hayom. And they're saying, oh, so-and-so's getting married today. So with the action around the house at the wedding, and then with the rumor... Mitkadeshet. Okay, that's right. I'm sorry. Now you're a period. Right. Now Gibran says, Mitkadeshet? Are you going to tell me now that what? That you're telling me that you have a rumor, right? Ploni mitkadeshet hayom. So you say what? With all the stuff going around, you believe. Right. Who said? Maybe he never did it. Maybe he backed out. How do you know? How do you know that that actually happened?
Happen.
Yeah, and she says mitkadesh atidah litkadesh hayom, which means mitkadesh it. She's going to get married later today. Today we heard there's a woman she's going to get married. Who said maybe it's he backed out. So comes the Gemara and says ema plonit nitkadesha, which means the case has to be talking about where it's passed already. Nitkadesh hayom vechen tani Levi. Lo shiyishmi'u kol havara. So not that you hear just echoes rumors. Ela kedesh yu nerot dolkot umitot musa'ot v'nashim tavot le'or haner. The ladies are there, they're weaving. V'smechot la, everybody's happy. V'omrot pelonit mitkadeshet. We're going to have the same question. Pelonit mitkadeshet ayom. So Gemara says mitkadeshet? The future? V'dilma lo akdesha. Same question. Maybe it didn't pan out. Amara papa, ema plonit nitkadsha hayom. We have to say it in the past tense. Amara baba b'chanan, amara b'chanan. Same point. Lo sheshamu kol havara, ela kedeshu nerot dolkot, omitot musa'ot, ubne adam nechnasim ve'yosim. Amar davar ze. Okay, period. Yosim. So it's repeating it a couple of times. The same point. Now the Gemara says, amru davar ze. If they said this, meaning ploni nitkadesha hayom, zehu kol. That is considered a legitimate kol. Nafkamina, now she needs a divorce from this guy. She's asurat to everybody else. Good. Lo amru davar zeh. If they did not say this, sounds like they didn't say ploni nitkadesha hayom, zehu amtela. This is an excuse.
To break. We'll
now,
breaking.
Meaning it breaks. Now the Gemara asks, Lo amru veha lo amru velo kilum. Which means, what do you mean you tell me you didn't say anything? That's the excuse, that's the breaker, that's the amtela. You didn't say anything. If you didn't say anything, you heard anything to break it. Which means, we learned in the Mishnah that what? An excuse can break the rumor. So Gemara says, Lo amru, you didn't say anything, that breaks it. You didn't say anything. Where did it break? Where did it break? So the Gemara says, La pukeme deraba baravuna damar amtela she amru. This that we said that an excuse can break the rumor. Afidu mikan vaadud yamin.
Even
if the rumor is 10 days later, doesn't matter. Rumor comes out, you can backdate and break the rumor. Kamash malan. So this point is coming to say like this: lo amruhu davya amtela, which means an amtela only is good when it breaks the rumor immediately. And that's a rumor that's broken immediately is called lo amru. It's not considered amira. Which means when the people say, ploni nitkadesha hayom, and right away somebody comes and says, altenai. So that already breaks the amira.
There was nothing said.
There was nothing said. Because the amtila comes right away. So what type of an amira is not considered an amira? What type of amira is considered lo amru when the amtila is...
Instant.
Therefore, let's speak it out. You have 2 kids. You have an amru. What does an amru mean? That's when the rumor is... sound. That's right. When the rumor is stable. Right. What would the case be? Ploni nitkadesha hayom, you saw the stuff going on. 10 days later, right. Somebody came along and said, but the way they got married, he threw her get. Safek karov lo, safek karov la. Pay no attention to that. That rumor already is too late. And therefore, it's considered amru, the original rumor. And therefore, it's sound. Oh, what's the case of an amtela that won't work? An amtela that will work. That's an immediate amtela. We don't go with Rava that says you have 10 days even later to make an amtela. And therefore, when the amtela works, we consider the original statement as a lo amru. Because already in its inception, it was weak.
Yeah. It's only a lo amru because of the amtela.
Right. It's a lo amru because of the amtela. Exactly. Right. So, exactly. And therefore, we're learning it has to be immediate. Let's read the Nashi. Le'apuke, amtela she'amru b'mishnatenu, she'shover et hakol, ואפילו לא יצא עם הכל, אלא לאחר זמן יצא ואמת כמשמעלן הכה, לא אמרו דבר, זהו אמתלה, והכי כמה, this is the פשע, לא גמרו הדבר להוציא כל מקוים, before the rumor was able to be, received, אלא הוציאו שובר עם הכל, right away it was broken immediately, כגון, נתקדשה פלונית, בספק, bingo, so right away, the amira was already broken immediately. Davi amtela. Aval amru davar mekuyam u mesuyam. But once it was said and it was received, too late. So really the amtela has to come immediately to be shover. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Amar bi abba amar rav huna amar rav. Lo shesham u kol havara. Not enough just to hear the rumors, the echo of the people talking. Ela kadesh yumrun. Ploni mehechan shama. Oh, it's got to be very, very specific. Credible, yeah. Credible, which means one guy comes along and says, I heard so-and-so got married. They say, where did you hear from? Miploni. And he can trace it back. I heard from so-and-so. Uploni, okay. Miploni. And then he keep on playing gay. I heard it from this guy. Ubodkin veolchim ad shemagiim ledvar habarur. Until you can go back to the witnesses that saw it. So the Gemara says, if you're getting to the witnesses, then it's not a rumor. The Gemara says, davar habarur, edut me'al yatau. That's a perfect witness. That's not a rumor. That's the perfect testimony. You have to witness that, which you can always trace it back. It's not a case of a rumor. Ela ki atar of Shmuel bar Yehuda amar abba amar of Huna amar of Lo sheshamu kol havara. It's not only the rumors. Ela kedesh sheyomru ploni mehechan shama meploni uploni meploni valchu lahem nebedirat hayam. But the original witnesses, they're not around. So when you get to the last guy, so I heard from Mr. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so that they saw the marriage, but they're in China. They're not around anymore. Right, but you could have. So that's already, it's a rumor, but you can't verify it with the actual Adim, but you have somebody that can, you know, say I heard it from people that saw it, but they're just not around anymore to verify it. So comes the Gemara and says, Amale, new point, Amale Abaye, Rav Yosef, Mevatlinan kala or lo mevatlinan? No she'ela. Do we suppress the rumor? Do the rabbis consciously make an effort to try to break rumors, or do they not? What are we referring to? Let's read that she'ela. She gives a couple of shatim. Mevatlin kala. Shamanu kol yotze mepin nashim v'tinokot mesachakim leum. Oh, I'm sorry. Mishatikimnu lebatulei kala. Do we silence them? Do we tell the ladies, stop? No talking, don't... Oh, no mishatikin lehu. Il ve'amru ploni, shamam ploni. Since listen, they can trace it back. Maybe we shouldn't keep quiet. It's incredible. Ve'litnehu teleshelinu. And bring the people and investigate. Iname hazru otan ploni uploni mebedinat hayam. Let's say, better case, as she says. The two guys came back from China. Meaning that she... The two guys came back, who they traced it back to. The Amru lo ayu devarim me'olam. They say, Sheker vechazav. There was no wedding, we didn't see nothing. Mevatlinan olo mevatlinan. Well, maybe, why? Because maybe once there's a rumor already that she's married, if you're going to now let her get married to somebody else, the people are going to say, look at this, the rabbis are matir eshet ish. So therefore, once there's a rumor out already, maybe you just got to go through me. Even though the witnesses themselves that they're relying on are saying, we didn't see nothing. But nobody knows that. All the street hears is what? It's a latest mikudeshit. So therefore, we don't want to be involved in breaking a rumor because the people are not going to think we're matira sunim over here. So comes the Gemara and says, Amade, Medamar of Hazda, Ad Shishmu Mepia Kishirim. Right? We said that what? That for a rumor to be a legitimate rumor, you have to hear Mepi Kishirim. What does Mepi Kishirim? She says, Shiyomru, Meploni Shamanu. Dehu alach lemedinat hayam, right? You have to trace it back to a kosher guy. We heard it from so and so, but he's in Chinese away. Alma akilu rabbanan b'milta. You see, the rabbis willing. The guy doesn't have to be there. Shma mina dei badikine batar hachi v'shtekach shikra mevatlinan le u'machlizim delav kalahu minasabin le. It's from the fact that you're working with everything b'kashrut. Which means the guy comes along and says, we heard it from such and such a guy. It sounds like you're relying on that guy. Mashpah, that guy comes along and says, sorry, never happened, so you'll be mevatelet. Shvamina, mevatelet kala. So you'll mevatel the call. Amale adraba. He's on the contrary. Meda amar av sheshat, afilu mepi nashim havi kol. Which means even if ladies are the ones that started the call, they come along and say, we heard from credible witnesses. Now, normally ladies are not accepted. But once already there's a rumor, even from Nashim, finished, that shows you we're taking the rumor very seriously. Therefore, Shma'mina lumavatin and kala. Why? Because otherwise we wouldn't have taken the ladies in the first place. From the fact that we're so concerned about a rumor that even if a lady who's a psul normally a lady says a testimony, accepted. In this case, what are we saying? Even if a lady comes and says, yes, I heard from so-and-so, oh, we have to chosesh. So therefore, you're not working with the believing or not believing. There's a room in the world
right.
Now. Obviously, we take room very seriously. Therefore, we're not going to mevatel. Since the machloket, are you mevatel or not? That Gemara says, Amarle, Shami, I love it in the color. Amarle, Atarvata ninhu. Which means mekomot halukim b'minhagam, which means different places and different minhagim. B'sura mevatle kala. In surah, they would break the rumor if it was found out to be, you know, until the rabbis were going to announce it was a rumor. Pay no attention. Then harde'a no mevatle kala. Okay, then harde'a they wouldn't mevatle the kala. So we went depending on which minhag they were under. Now I'm going to tell the story. Couple of stories. Hayden afik ala kala dekacha lebar berav. What? Okay, the lady. Rumors went out over here. She got married to one of the boys in the yeshiva. One of the bnei yeshiva. Atye Rav Hama leAbu. So the rabbi brought her father. Amar le. He doesn't. Emali hechi yavi uda. Tell me the story over here. What happened over here? Amar le. So the father says, Antenai Kaddish, which means he was Mekadesha on condition. Adata delo azil lebehozae, which means on the condition that he's not going to go to Behozae, the city in Babel. Ve'azal, Nema, he went to Behozae, and different Kedushin is really not. How? Amar le, kevan de be'idna dave kala, lo avai amtera. Listen, when the rumor went out, we didn't know all this information. So the rumor already is out there. Lav kol kiminach de mechazak amtela. You don't have a strength enough to stop putting conditions over here. Which means...
it sticks?
Yeah, it sticks. You want to now give an excuse. Which when the rumor came out, all we heard was Ploni is married, got married to the Ben Yeshiva over here. Okay, the rumor's accepted. There was nobody was mevatel it, nothing happened. Later on, the rabbi just went to the father and said, by the way, can you tell me the story? Oh, you should know, he made a condition that there's only going to be a condition if he doesn't go to Chodesh Chodzai, and he went. So now you want to start making excuses? The rumor's out there already. And therefore, she needs a get. She needs a get from that guy. She wants to get married to somebody else, the rumor's already out there. Therefore, she cannot marry Cohen, exactly. But we don't accept now an amtela that comes later on, like we learned earlier.
It would matter where she's from, what city?
No, this is going on. This is going back to the machloket, how close the amtela has to be to the rumor. Uh-huh. If the amtela was right away, so it's mevatel the rumor. Here, at the time the rumor came out, there was no amtela. Oh. Now you want to come along and give me more information. Oh, you should know, maybe it was a conditional. Now you're saying it, too late. We accepted your rumor already.
He made the condition.
He fulfilled the condition. He went to Chozat. Therefore, the condition should not be a condition.
Exactly, so it's off.
No, it's not. Because he's saying it's too late. You can't make a rumor. You can't break the rumor now. For a rumor to be broken, we follow the opinion that said it has to be immediately. If the rumor would have been immediate, would have been like this. A lady was mikudash to one of the guys in the yeshiva on condition. Then already we don't pay attention to it. But that wasn't what went out. So then we said, sorry, she is considered mikudash, she needs a get, she be asurat to kohanim, and so on and so forth. Okay, one more story. Ha'u denafak ala kala. De'itkacha be'asifa de'tukhla. Be'ena de'beshife. Okay. There was a voice, a rumor, on a lady that she became mikudeshet with shariyot temarim.
Date residue.
Okay, she got that. That's what he used to get mikudash, I guess. In a place called, in the Mayan, called Beshife. Okay? That she says, hem tevarim shelo bishlu kol sorkan. These are unripened dates. ומריחים אותם בחותלות, they put them in like baskets, כלים עשויים מכפות תמרים, מכפות תמרים, from palm branches, ומתבשלים קצת, and they comes ripen in the basket. וכשאוכלים אותם, נשאר מן האוכל על הגרעין. When you eat them, some of the date remains on the residual, some of the date remains on the pit, שאינו נפרד ממנה יפה. Doesn't come off from the pit good, because it's not ripened yet. ושאינה מבושלת. והוא אוכל, That's the item that's called Sifa. So that's so he was Mekadesha with the Sifa, with the residual stuff that that left it on the pit over there. Oh, to give her over there.
Like
right? Shalhar of Idi Bar Abin the Kamed Abaye. So I sent to Abayev to ask a sheila. What's the deen over here? Which means the rumor went out over here, Kanedeh, that what he's saying over there was shekir, and she never got mikodesh at all. That a sheila was the rumor was out that there was something here. Now the rumor is going out that what the whole thing was lo ayu. So he went to the, what do we do over here? So he went to the rabbi and asked him. Kiyagav namai amarleh. Even according to the opinion that we just learned that says, you don't mivatel a call. Once the call's out there, you got to take it seriously. Here, you could mivatel the rumor. And he says, need a get. She can get married to somebody else. No problem. Why? Very good. Which is, what's the whole reason why we don't break rumors? Because we're worried that the people are going to come along and say, look at the rabbis about teaching the Eshet Ish to get married over here. But in this case, the people are going to say, you know what, probably the rabbis investigated. They saw that these temarim were so insignificant, there wasn't a Shaveh Peruta in the Kiddushin, there wasn't a Kosher Met. Since she was Mekadesh with such an inferior item, we're not worried about people going to say they're matiting an Eshet Ish. They're going to say that the Kiddushin was not Hal Me'ikara because the thing is so insignificant. Therefore, in this case, even the rabbis that normally don't break rumors can break rumors. Sfar continues with another ma'aseh. Ahu denafak ala kala de'ikdesha le'had mebene planya. There was a certain lady that a call went out that she got engaged or Kiddushin to the son of so and so, but they didn't say which son. Lehad mebnei planya, one of the sons of Mr. Ploni. So the rumor was a vague rumor. Amar Rava, afidu leman da amar lo mevatinan kala, be'a mevatinan kala. Even according to the opinion that says that generally speaking, you don't mevatil a rumor once the rumor is out, so you have to deal with it. But in this case over here, even though there was a rumor that she got engaged to one of the sons, you can mevatel the rumor. How? Memar amre, aynu behu rabbanan bekedushin, kedushe katan havu. Because why? The people will say that, the rabbis analyzed the situation, they checked the situation of the ma'asik kedushin over here, and they probably found out that the kid that she got engaged to was a katan. And therefore the Kiddushin was not ha, which means there's something that they could be toleh to negate the rumor. Because they didn't say specifically which son. So therefore we're not worried if you let her get married to somebody else. Why? Because they'll say, probably the first Kiddushin over there, the information was probably the kid was a katan, and therefore if a Kiddushin is a batel. Look at that she, top line, the had mebnei planya. Velo ayu umrim le'ezem him. They didn't say which one it was, the katan, b'shanim. Right, which means could be the guy looked like a gadol, but really was a katan, because that was the scenario that it was talking about over here. They'll say it probably was a katan at the end of the day. Rabbis investigated. Okay, there was a call on a lady that she got mikudeshet. The katan. Oh, that was the kid. I'm sorry, that, I read that as she out of order, probably. So it's this one. Le katana nid'ike gadol. Guy was a minor, but he was big. Big for his age. Okay, so it was le katana nid'ike gadol. Hama le rabbi mordechai le rabbi asher. Hava uvda. So the story was, ve'amru, the rabbi said, adayin lo yegiya liflagot reuben. He did not reach the age of liflagot reuben. What is liflagot reuben? Liflagot reuben is actually a pasuk in the Navi. In Shofetim, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Shirat Devorah. What does that pasuk, the Flagot Reuven, teach me? Over there, the Flagot Reuven means during the war against Yisera, the tribe of Reuven did not go fight. So when they sang the song, they said the Flagot Reuven, which means they were the flag. They separated. They didn't go fight. But what are we doing for this pasuk over? What do we need for our purpose? Shnei Emar, the Flagot Reuven Gedolim Hekle Lev. Oh, that's the key. Which means, to become a gadol, it's not enough to be a gadol in size, but you see over here, gadol has to be also hekre liv, gedolim, hekre liv. But this katan over here, even though he was big in his body, but he was still a katan in years. They're just showing you that it's not enough to be big. You have to have maturity. What is maturity? Years. Certain age. What's the certain age? Certain age is whatever, bar mitzvah, whatever it may be. Look at that sheaf. Adayin lo higia leflagot reuven, kolomar, en chokmah. Let them chokmah. Kedichtiv, gedolim hu deit lehu hekne lev. That's the derasha. Who's a gadol that has wisdom? Vezeaf apishe gufo aroch, even though this kid was very tall. Nikaru lebriyot b'ma'asav shu katan. But he was immature. He was obviously telling people that he was a katan. B'shanim. And if, by allowing this lady to get married to somebody else, I'm not worried. Why? So in this case, he can tell the rumor. Because the people are going to say, oh, they probably analyzed the guy, even though he was a big guy. But look at him, he's immature. He's probably a katan. Therefore, you're allowed to nullify the rumor in such a case. He didn't get to the stage of the flagot re'uven gedolim hekrelev. Okay, ובלבד שלא תהיה שם אמתלה או אמתלה. What do we learn in the Mishnah? That a rumor is a rumor that is accepted so long as there's not an excuse that follows it. If there's an excuse that can be מבטל the rumor, so the rumor means nothing. So אמר רבא ברבונה אמתלה שאמרו אפילו מכאן ועד 10 ימים. What we saw רבונה, רבונה was lenient. He held that what? That even if the rumor was said, and then 10 days later or more, they mevatel the rumor, so therefore, it's mevutal, which means it doesn't have to happen simultaneously, it doesn't have to happen immediately. It's able to happen even later on. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid says, no, bimkom amtela hosheshim leamtela, which means, even if it's not a clear excuse, but in a situation where you can ascertain an excuse, even though the excuse was not present, you could employ it. Bimkom amtila, again, in a place where there's a foundation where you could assume that there's circumstances, hosheshim la amtila, that it's there, and therefore the rumor will be batel. The Gemara will give like examples in such a case. Look at Ashi. Bimkom amtila. חוששים לאמתלה. אפילו אין אמתלה, אלא מקום ופתח יש לדבר. It is a small opening, שנוכל ללמוד שם אמתלה. We can say, I know, probably was under this circumstances, you could speak it out yourself. חוששים, שם אמתלה פלונית יש לדבר, והכל בטל. So not, you don't even need an actual אמתלה, an excuse, even if the rabbis can ascertain that probably there's something going on over here, so you can maybe tell the rumor just on that. Gemara says, wait, etiver apapa le Rav Zvid. Rav Papa has a question. Rav Zvid, from our Mishnah. Ubilvad shelo te'esham amtela. Our Mishnah clearly said that the only time a rumor is a rumor, so long as there's no mitigating circumstances there. It's mashma that the circumstances have to be there. Which means, it doesn't say, a potential, that there's no amtila. It says in the Mishnah, that so long as there's no amtila, it has to actually be one. So so he told him, bimkom amtila kama. He meant, so long as it's not in a place where you could assume an amtila. Don't learn the Mishnah so literal. Even if there's as long as you cannot assume that it's amtila. So comes the Gemara and says, good, and that's what she says as well. Amale Rav Kana Rav Papa. So Rav Kana tells Rav Papa, Ve'at lo tispira. Which means, who asked the question? Rav Papa asked the question of Rav Mishnah. It's mashma, according to Rav Papa, that he holds you need an actual amtela, in actuality. So the Gemara is asking, Amale Rav Kana Rav Papa, Ve'at lo tispira. You don't hold that it's enough to have, we can employ it if we suspect to break the rumor, that we can break the rumor. You don't know we can do that? Ve'atena, we learned the Masechet Yevamot. Famous case that we learned many times. We will matir a lady to get married if there's one ed. One ed comes along and says, Met Ba'alech, we let her get remarried. So now what happened over here? Let's say a lady that they allowed her to get remarried, according to one witness, that said her husband died. V'nit kaddesha, what happened? She got made kiddushin to somebody else. Ve'arkach ba'ala, All of a sudden, the husband came back from wherever he was. He surfaced. Muteret lachzor. Oh, she's allowed to go back to the original husband. She does not need a get from the second guy. Now, lechaora, you have a very strong rumor over here, which means everybody knows she got married to the second guy, and therefore we should suspect over here that what? We should suspect that what are the people going to think? They're going to think if she goes back to the first guy, that maybe the first guy divorced her. She got married to the second guy. Now she's going back to the first guy. The guy's mahazir yirushato. But you see what? You don't suspect that. You don't have this concern over here. Which is the Mishnah allows the lady to go back to the first husband. So the Gemara says, Lav mishum. What's the logic? What are you doing with the rumors? Damrinan altenai kiddush. Which means, because the people are going to say that what must be that the kiddushin that she made to the second guy was on condition that what? That the husband doesn't come back. But if the husband comes back, the kiddushin to the second guy is nothing. Even though that antela was not there, which is nothing was spoken out, we're speaking it out. That what? That in the case where the husband says, there's one witness, and the one witness says, met ba'alech. So we speak in, even though there's no conditions that were spoken out, we're going to say, mutat to marry somebody else. Why is it mutat to marry somebody else? And not only mutat to marry somebody else, it's mutat to go back to the original husband. Why? Because we will say that what? That the people are not going to make a mistake over here. Because the people are going to say what? That probably when the lady made a kiddushin to the second guy, it was on condition that the first husband is really dead. But once the first husband appears, so they go, the second kiddushin is nothing. So you see what? You don't have to actually have a real amtela in place. You're able to speak it out. Meaning if it's there, you can employ it. Look at Ashi. That if you can find an opening, and use it to get married. She went overseas, her husband. And she can go back to the original husband. Let's say the lady would get married to somebody else. She's not kiddushin. Let's say she got married to the second guy. No, this case is kiddushin. But what's the difference? Let's say she got married to the second guy. Then the law is what? Tetze mize umize. She cannot stay by the second guy, and she cannot go back to the first guy. So that she says, hatam tetze mize umize. Vafagav da anusai. Now, even though you exist, what do you want from her? Betin allowed her to get married. Betin said, ah, that's the governor. That's it. She says, "Shari betin huru adinase mishum hashasha." Because over there we have a suspicion. Why? The lo limru gidesh dishon v'nasa sheni v'akshav yozeret lo mishiniset. Because there we're going to suspect that the people are going to say, "What? She probably got divorced from the first guy. She married the second guy. Now she's going back to the first husband." So in marriage, in the su'in, you have that suspicion. Aval gaben itkadesha lo chayshinan le'achi. But by kiddushin, you're not worried. Why not? My tama chozeret l'rishon ve'lo tzlichi aget m'sheni hare'en lecha yatsa shema ba'ir mekudesh gedola mizu devada yadu kulam shel kadesha, which means by kiddushin, for sure the room is out that she got married. Which means there's a very strong rumor now. It's stronger than a rumor. Everybody knows she got married to the second guy. And still what? We're allowing her to go back to the...
How could it be?
It's very simple. Because she was really married. The husband was still alive. The condition of the second guy is nothing. Let's get the reality. We have to speak out two things here. We have to speak out the reality. And then we have to speak out what the potential problems are. The reality of it is no problem. The husband went to Midinat Hayam. Okay? So a witness came along and said, he's dead. Okay, so they allowed her to get married based on that testimony over there. So she went, she made a kiddushin. That kiddushin does not osir to the original husband. Kiddushin, she didn't have relations with the guy or anything, she made a kiddushin. So therefore, now what am I worried about? I'm worried about now, good. So technically, halakhic, should there be any problem for her to go back to her original husband?
No problem.
What's the problem? And by the way, the Gemara says she can't go back to her original husband. Also, we're speaking out over here, even though you potentially have a problem. What potential problem do you have? You have a potential problem, like we said in the case of, let's say she would get married to the next guy. Let's give another case. Let's say the husband, one witness comes along and says, she got married, nisuin, to the second guy. There the law is, she cannot stay with the second guy, she cannot stay with the first guy. And the reason why she cannot go back to the first guy, even though the guy's alive, is because we're worried that people are going to say that what? That she suspects that she got divorced from the first guy. So that's why they allowed her to get married to the second guy. And now she's going back and mazik grushato. But for some reason, by Kiddushin, we're not worried. We'll see why, but we're not worried by Kiddushin. Good. So go back to the first husband. Oh, so what's the logic over there? Because we're going to, even though there's a big rumor here, there's a tremendous rumor. She's married lady, you're letting her go back to them. Because we're going to speak out that what? The people will know that what? That she only made the Kiddushin al-dat that the husband was dead, right? To the second one. And then the husband came back, so the Kiddushin is not hal, and then we can go back to the first. So you see what? That we speak out the amtela. So comes the Gemara and says, Shani Atam. Okay, over there is different. Here, the reason why we don't have to worry about a problem is because the husband is coming back from Medina Tayyam and he's screaming, I'm alive. So in this case over here, when the husband's screaming he's alive, then I'm going to come along and say that I don't have to worry about what the people are going to say. Because you have a situation there where there's somebody being ma'arir. Look at that sheet. Can we read Lav Mishum? I'm going to read Lav Mishum first. I want to read this as she Lav Mishum. Let's read Lav Mishum first. Read that she. Lav Mishum is in the question. The Yesh Kan Makom Amtela Lismoch Alav. That we're going to rely on the Amtela, the excuse. Dehi Madela Legabra, when she goes back to her original husband, Amre, what are the people going to say? Vaday Yesh Petach Ledavar. She got married on Tanai. Shim Yavo Bala Shigirsha Medina Tayam. She Yehu Kiddushin Betirin. She Aya Bala Chavivla. She really loves her original husband. Ela Lekach Girsha Shelo Aya Yachol Lavo. Which means they thought that what? That he's not coming back. So therefore she got married to the second guy, Alma. Even though the Amtela never surfaced, we're gonna read into it. We're gonna say that it's not a problem to go back to the original husband because we're gonna speak it out for her. That was a normal case of an Amtela was where there was something happened. She said there was rumor that she got married to this guy over here, and then it came out in the news that it was our Tenai. Or the Kiddushin was thrown down, Safek Karov, which means there's something happened. Here, nothing happened. We're reading in, and we're going to say, oh, it's okay, because we could say potentially that she can go back to the first guy, because everybody will know and say that she gave the Kiddushin out tonight to the second guy, and therefore the husband's back, therefore it's not Mazi Kiddushin, everything's fine. So comes the Gemara, Shani, look at the next Rashi. Te'ate ba'a ve'kai umemar. Amre be'olam lo girsha ba'ala ela hayta sevura shemet v'nitkadesha v'enam kiddushim. Which means there the husband himself is screaming and saying, I never divorced my wife. I just went over to Medinat Hayam. They came along and said that I died. And therefore she got married. Which is when you have a guy screaming like that, then already that's a good... Then we'll already nullify a rumor. But stam, unless the nullification is evident, we're not going to speak it out ourselves. In this case, we speak it out ourselves because we have support from the husband that is screaming. So the Gemara asks, Ihache niset name. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. If that's the case, where you got the husband screaming, everybody knows what the real reality is, we should allow what? We should allow, even if she got married to the second guy, even if she consummated the marriage, the deen is what? She cannot be with the second guy. and she's not allowed to be with the first guy. Why not? Which means in the case over here, if the husband's screaming that lot that he's alive, there was no Girushin, so what do I care if the guy made a Kiddushin the second marriage or in the Suin? Look at that, she Iyachi. That nobody's going to think there was a Girushin the first one, nobody's going to think that it's a case of Eshet Isho Tzabeloget, which means nobody's going to think over here that you have any problems that she got married to the second guy. So when the guy comes back, everybody knows the reality, so therefore, why are you telling me Tetze Mizeh Umizeh? Right? So the Gemara is going to answer that over here. Which is the Masechet Yevamot. It says she needs a get from the second guy. Now let's analyze why. Why would she need a get from the second guy? I understand why you want to tell me she's asu to the first husband, because really she was married.
No, when she went
with this guy over here, okay, like it's a, we call it like a zenuth maybe, we're going to knas her, and therefore we're going to say that to go back to the original husband. Why did she need a get from the second, so that she needs exactly because of marit, because of marit ayin. Because what's the marit ayin? Because it looks like that what? That if you just let it go out, we're matiring an ishet ish to the street. But why do you have to worry about that? Once the husband comes back, all the rumors go out the window because the husband's saying, "Listen, I was alive, I never died." Therefore, they'll know that when you don't give a get to the second one, there's a reason why you're not giving a get to the second one. So there was nothing because she was married to the first guy all along. Gemara says, Niset de Avda Isura. When she went and made a Nisu'in, that's already an Isur. Why? Because there was only one witness over here. She was supposed to midayik. You're supposed to analyze on one witness. Kiddushin, you did nothing yet. Kiddushin's okay. However, Kansua Rabbanan, Nitkadesha de Lo Avda Isura. Look at Suara Banan. And therefore, in economy, which means, really, by Nisu'in, technically the second marriage was nothing. But you know what? We're going to say, you can. Tetse Mizeh, Umizeh. Why? Because that Isha Daika Umintzeba. A lady's supposed to do a due diligence when she gets married. In the case of the Kiddushin, she didn't make any Isu yet because she didn't consummate yet. So therefore, nothing, no problem. You go back to the original husband. We're not going to class you. Go back to the original. Aye, but what about the people that are going to suspect that maybe the guy's taking back a divorced wife after she made Kiddushin to somebody else? Now the guy's here screaming. But the guy's there screaming, yeah, I was admitted that, yeah, but I didn't get divorced. Okay, that screaming will be enough for us to leave it at the case. But when you made an Isur and you made an Isuin to somebody else, oh God, then already we have a problem. Look at that she. That she says, Niset name. See that she? Niset name amaitin anatam, sinicha get mishini, velot tazol rishon, ha'ata ba'ala. The guy, the husband's there, velav nisuin avu. Right? He's telling you that what? The second marriage is not a marriage. I was alive. You know what the reason why you need a divorce from the second one? Because they're going to say, Gir Shaze, that the first guy must have divorced, Vinasaze, and she got married, and now you're letting her go out without a get. So Gemara comes along and says, Kansua Rabbanan. What's the reason why we allow one witness to testify that met Bala? Because Aguna, we don't want to remain Aguna. Otherwise, she'd be able to get married for the rest of our lives. So, okay, one witness met Bala, go get married. However, that she says, Vihigufati dukbe milta. But so long as she is going to be midayeket, she's going to investigate. Ayede ofri mishavim, she'll ask questions, so on and so forth. Vitinsab. But when she didn't investigate to do her due diligence, Shapir Kansua, the rabbis punished her. She's because of the stringency that we put on her at the end, we were able to be lenient on her in the beginning. Meaning, we can be lenient on the beginning to, like, say, one witness could be believed, because we're going to be stringent on her in the end that if she messes up and the guy comes back alive, she's got to get divorced. So therefore, she'll do our due diligence to make sure that what? That everything is okay. So therefore, let's just read what took place over there. Really, a regular case of an amtela means like this. There's a rumor on a lady, there's a rumor on a girl, she's mekudeshet. Yeah. There's a rumor, in certain cases, in certain cities we said, or not, in just generality, if the rumor is a strong rumor, we know there was a wedding on this day. To this guy, and there's circumstantial evidence. We saw people coming out of the house, and there's candles, and the bed is set, and all that stuff. That rumor is a legitimate rumor. Nafka mina, we're not going to let her get married until she gets a get from that guy. That's how strong the it was. Unless built into the rumor was already the petach, the way out. How was it built in? We heard that she was married to this guy. We heard that it was on this day. But what? We heard that the way he got married was he threw the kiddushinta. Oh, through the Kiddushinta, now already you can say, maybe it was cut off to him, maybe it was cut off. So if once already there's an excuse built in, the rumor is out the window. I mean, the rumor to be accepted has got to be without any holes in it. Okay, so now the Gemara is just speaking and spoke out in the opinion of, I guess it was Rav Zvid, right? That he said, even if there's not an inherent hole in the rumor, but if we could speak it out in the situation, we're gonna speak it out. We're gonna use it. So the Gemara said a question from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said unless there's a rumor. So the Gemara said, that doesn't mean unless there's a rumor, unless there's a hole. No, unless there's a potential that there's a hole in the rumor. Potential's enough. And the Gemara gave an example over here. That also, give us. I'll prove it to you. A case of like that. That was the case of a lady. That what the husband was medinat hayam. One witness came along and said met balik. She went and got kiddushin to somebody else. So the law is what we let her go back to the original husband, because that guy was really alive. Oh, why should you let her go back to the original husband? The chaura, you have a problem over there. What's the rumor now? You have a rumor in play. Everybody knows she's married to the second guy. That they know. People are going to come along and say, hey. She's going back to the original husband. The guy's mahzir gedushato. You're not allowed to take back your divorce if she gets even mekudesh to somebody else. Well, how come you don't suspect that? Because the Gemara says, obviously what? We're going to say that what? That the people are going to... We'll assume that the people are going to say that the second marriage was given al tenai. What's the tenai? Your husband's not alive. But if your husband's alive, it's not a kiddushin. Now we'll speak that out. Oh, so you see why you speak it out? You have no raya. In that case over there, it's more than we're speaking it out. You have a husband that's coming back and he's screaming, I didn't get divorced, I'm alive, nothing happened over there. So in that case over there, obviously we're not going to believe the rumor because you have a man that's contesting. Oh, the Gemara says, oh yeah? So go even further. Even if she makes nisu'in to the second guy, we should allow it to go back to the original husband. Nah. But the law is what? Not only can't she go back to the original husband, but she's got to get a gift from the second. Oh, why is that so? So the Gemara says, because number one, we knasa. Because listen, to make a kiddushin, you need to make a nisu'in. A kiddushin, you still, you didn't consummate yet. But on one witness, you're going to go now make a nisu'in to this guy. You made an isu, so therefore, can I go back to the original husband? Why you need to get from the second guy? Because the concern is going to be what? I'm concerned that the people are going to think that what? That you're letting ishetish go without a get. So titzim is there with a get. And okay, so we can answer in the case of nisu'in. Gemara continues. Amar Rav Asher, kol kala de lo ethazek bebedina lav kalao. That's a simple law. You talk about rumors, right? For a rumor to be a rumor, it's got to be accepted in the beddin, which means beddin is only suspicious to rumors that they investigated, came to them, and they looked for the source, things like that. Amar Rav Asher. We learned that also many times. Any rumor that takes place after Nisu'in, don't pay attention to it. Which means they're married already. Happily married. There's a rumor that what she was Mikudesh to somebody else first. Nah, finished. Once you're married already, we don't pay attention to the rumors. Okay, that was the law. Right? Right, the lady was married, the word got out, but before she was married, she was mekudesh to somebody else. That's too late. Look at the Rashi, second wide line. The batat nisu'in. Niset ayom. She got married that day. Ve'achach yatsa kol, she'ayom hi nitkadesha le'acher kodem nisu'in. Right, that day she got married to somebody else before nisu'in. Lo chayshin ale le'osa al ba'ala. Without osir to her husband, velo latzicha get mi baal. She doesn't need a get from the other guy. Hakol the baal a call from the guy that the rumor went out on. She matama tzicha get. Because what's going to happen if you're going to let her make a get? Need a get from the first guy, from the rumor guy. Nimset osre al ze the mahazeket nekada, the nimsa ze boel eshet ish. Which means now it's going to happen. You went with the Roomba. You went with the Roomba. Now, not only are you asserting her to the guy who the Roomba was on to make a gift, but now she got to go back to her husband. Because the law, she committed Eshet Ish now. Because she was really married to the other guy. And now she got married to the second guy. She's Asura to the Bo'el as well. And therefore, so therefore, we don't trust it. We're not going to break. We're not in the business saying breaking up marriages now. So after the marriage is already consummated and rumors are flying around the place, we pay no attention to them. Gemara says, "Ha de batar irusin hashin alem." However, if the rumor came after the irusin, which means before hopa hashin alem, which means she would need a get from the first guy, but she can consummate with the second guy. That's what I told you. Because from Kiddushin alone, there's no relations. So therefore, there's a rumor that what? He made a Kiddushin. She made a Kiddushin to this other guy. Okay, so go get a get to that other guy and then go finish with this guy. I mean, she doesn't become Asura to the guy because it's only a Kiddushin. If she's a Kohen, you have a problem. If he's a Kohen, there's a problem. He's not a Kohen in this case over here. It's not halal two guys. She made a kiddushin to this guy. It was nothing. The rumor came out after. Oh, what do you mean? She made a kiddushin to that guy yesterday. Okay, so you know what? We believe the rumor because it's still kiddushin. Get a divorce from that guy and then you go with this guy because nothing, no issue to take place over here. Right? Doesn't matter. That's what we do with rumors. That's the whole thing. Again, the rumors was accepted in Beit Din. There was, no, we go with the rules. They saw lights in the house. They saw all the, I mean, the rumor was a legitimate rumor, okay? Gemara says, Rav Chaviva Amar, Afilu debatar irusin, namelo haishin amlah. He was mekel. Even after irusin finished, don't go with any rumors. You don't need to get from the other guy. You can consummate, and you have no problems. Vilcheta, no haishin on this. That's important to remember. Rumors only apply before anything ever happened. Once a lady's tied up, even at kiddushin stage, finished, pay no attention to the rumors that she says. No haishin on this. A couple of lines down after they get wide. Ve'ena siricha hemenu get. And she gives the reason. Shelo titkane al zeh. Shalom bayit. Which means she made a kiddushin to this guy over here, right? So now they're married. That's what they're going to be married. They're close to each other. All of a sudden now, the Beit Din comes and says, well, before you consummate, she needs a get from somebody else. Well, now the guy's a bad taste. Now the guy's shemat tizgani abba. What are you talking about now? This lady I'm married now is going to go. She's involved with somebody else. That she needs a get from somebody else, no less. So the rabbi said, you know what? Don't pay attention. Shemat is gani al ba'ala. They don't want to break up the situation. So therefore, you don't have to pay attention. That is the halakha. I'm out of Yirmiyah, but Abba. Shalhu le mebe Rav. They sent from the Beit Midrash of Rav to Shmuel. Yelamedenu Rabbeinu. Teach us, right. Yatsa alea kol mirishon. Okay, rumors again, kiddushin from one guy, right? Yam adam echad. Uba aher v'kidsha kiddushe Torah. In the interim, so the lady now is under rumor with this guy. Came another guy and made a kiddushin and a Torah with witnesses and everything now. So now the she'ela is, now what do we do? What do we do now in this case over here? Which means you have a rumor without a kiddushin deoraita. The second guy is without a shadow of a doubt. He did it the right way. So what do we do? Shalach Lehus Shmuel comes along and says, Titze. Vague answer. Right. From who? Titze. Titze from the first guy, from the second guy. We have to wait and see what that means. Ve'amidu adavar al borio. Then he said, I want you to investigate exactly what happened in the case. Ve'hodi'uni. And then come back and tell me the details. So now the Gemara analyzes. My va'amidu adavar al borio. What did he mean when he came along and told him, Shmuel? And crystallize the case, get the case clear. Ilima, maybe he was telling him like this. check what went on after the rumor. De'i megalya milta. The kiddushe de kamalav kiddushe me'el yaninu. Mevatlin an kala. If Shmuel meant to say, investigate to see if there was any teeth to the rumor in the first place, because if there was no truth, let's say, to the rumor, he was just going to tell them, nullify it. That can't be. Because we learned already, ve'ha nehardeha atre d'shmuelu ve'lo mebatle kala. We learned on the previous amud that what? That in the city of Nehardeha, which incidentally that's where Shmuel came from, the minhag was they never nullified rumors. Once the rumor was out, you got to deal with it. So therefore, that Shmuel could not have been telling his students, okay, investigate that if there was a rumor, and if the rumor was meaning found to be false, we'll just pay no attention to it. Can't be. Because in Shmuel's place, once the rumor was out there, you got to deal with it. So what was he telling him? Ela. That's what he was saying. Go investigate and see if the rumor was a rumor, and therefore if she was really married to the first guy. Because if she was really married to the first guy, she will not need a get from the second guy. That's what the investigation was, which means go analyze and see what the situation was. Let's read that she. Yeah, straight. Mekudeshet v'sinicha get v'sheni. Good. Lo tzinicha get because she was ready to mekudesh to the first guy. Oh. So it comes out according to this opinion of Shmuel. Let's just crystallize for a second. An ishet ish, a married lady that gives it gets a kiddushin deoraita from somebody else. Nothing. She's a married lady. That's what comes out. That's what. By the way, that's what it happened there. Yeah, in the case of an Ishiti, she was married, really. The rumor was found out, let's say, to be legitimate. And this lady goes down and accepts a kiddushin with witnesses and all that to the second guy. Pay no attention to the second guy. She's a married lady already. Married lady is finished. It looks like I can't get a shitty. Ufliga. However, this argues on Ravuna de Ravuna. Dama Ravuna Ishiti. Married lady. She pashta yada. She stuck out her hand. The kibla kiddushin me'acher. Oh, she accepted a kiddushin from another guy. Mekudeshet midirav ha-menuna. Unbelievable. She's mekudeshet and needs a get from the second guy. We don't understand what this is talking about. She's married to the first guy. How can she need a get from the second guy? What did the ha-menuna say? It's not a marriage. The kibla says, da'amar ha-menuna. Ha'isha she'amra le'ba'ala girashtani. Ne'emenet hazaka en isha ne'iza panea b'fnei ba'ala. Let's go review, because we had this several times ago. A lady comes along in front of her husband and says, this guy divorced me. We don't have a get, we have no documentation. All we have is a lady coming along and saying, girashtani. You know what the law is? You believe her. You know why you believe her? Based on a rule. En isha me'iza b'fne ba'ala. A lady is not going to be so brazen to come along now and make up such a lie like this in front of her husband. Good? Similarly, if you want to apply Rabbi Menorah's rule over here, ishet ish. She's married. Everybody knows they're married. She goes and accepts a kiddushin from somebody else. What is that like she's saying? That's like she's saying, I'm divorced from the first guy.
So what does she need to give?
And therefore, no, she needs to give him the second guy. Oh, so what? Why? She needs to give him the second guy, I'm assuming, meaning it's married. That's all it means.
She's believed.
She's believed that the first marriage is dissolved. And if she wants to get out of the second marriage, she needs a divorce. Okay. I mean, the second marriage is...
valid.
It's how. But the point is, we want to compare it. Now, you could argue it's not a fair comparison. But the Gemara is saying at this point, the comparison is just like when a lady stands in front of her husband and says, you divorced me, she's believed. Similarly, when she goes, not in front of her husband, and she accepts a kiddushin from someone, that's like she's saying, what? I'm divorced. And what do we say when a lady says she's divorced? She's believed. Gemara says, nah. V'idach, Shmuel... was the one that argued on this. Shemuel was the one that held that what? An eshet ish, even if she accepts a kiddushim of somebody else, it's nothing. What about the fact that any sham me'izah b'fnei ba'ala ki itmad rav menuna b'fanav shelo b'fanav me'izah u'me'izah? Exactly. When do we say she's believed? In front of the husband, she's not going to lie. She's not going to be chutzpah in front of the husband, but not in front of the husband. Me'izah, me'izah, she'll lie as much as she'll be as brazen as she wants. Therefore, Shemuel's going to say what? You don't need a get from the second guy because she's not believed that she's divorced because she's not in front of the husband. She's brazen. Therefore, you don't need a get. Okay, we continue. Gemara goes back to the story over there.
So we don't have anything, right?
What's our question?
What did he mean?
We said, Amidu Davar al Boryo is go see if the first marriage was legitimate, so she will not need a get from the second one. So Gemara says, Lo Matsu Davar al Boryo Mahu. Let's see if they weren't able to get clarity. Which means they weren't able to find out if the first kiddushin was really hal or not. Now what do you do? So the first kiddushin is questionable. She went and accepted the kiddushin. All right, that would be the second guy. We can't verify anything. Now what do you do? Amaravona negaresh lishon v'noseh sheni. So he comes along and says, let her get a get from the first guy, and let her marry the second guy. Aval megaresh sheni v'noseh lishon lo. One can do the opposite. Let her get a gerushin from the second guy, and go back to the rumor guy. My tama atel me'mar mahazir girushato mina irusin. What's going to happen over here? The rumor's on this guy, right? There's a rumor, Mr. A, to married. All of a sudden, what? She gets kiddushin from this guy, Mr. B. So we said, you know what? And we don't know what the rumors are out there. We couldn't verify it, what happened. So we say, you know what? Get a gift from Mr. A and consummate with Mr. B. Then you'll never have a problem. Sure. But to allow her to get a gift from Mr. B and go back to Mr. A is a problem, because you know what the people are going to say? Well, why did she get married to Mr. B? Wasn't there rumors that she was married to Mr. A? It must be Mr. A gave her a divorce. Oh, she made kiddushin with Mr. B. Now she's going back to Mr. A. Bahazir kiddushato, the al kiddushin. Oh, so therefore don't go back to Mr. A. Because of the gizera, because of the rumor, because of the people. Good. The rumor is, well, the rumor, yeah. Everybody knows it's kiddushin. There's a rumor of kiddushin on A. Right, that's a rumor. Correct, it was. So comes again what Aunt says. Correct. Rav Shinina Bered Rav Idi Amar Af Megaresh Shini V'Noseh Nishon. Rav Shinina says, I'm not worried about it. Let her get a gift from the second guy, go back to the first guy. Why? What about the rumors? What about the people? We can answer the people. Memar amre aine rabbanan bekedushe vekedushe ta'u tava. Which means the people say, you know what happened over here probably? The rabbis investigated the kiddushin of Mr. B, and they probably found out that she was really married already to the rumor guy. So the second kiddushin was nothing, and therefore they mevatel it. No problem. Which means we're gonna answer what the people are gonna say, and therefore you don't have to worry about any chashashot. Okay. Yatsa aleha kol mizeh umizeh mahu. Okay, she's mired in rumor. There's a rumor on the first guy, Mr. A, and then what? There's now a rumor.
Mekadesh B.
That she was Mekadesh B. So you got two men over here, just rumors, Mekadesh to this guy, and Mekadesh to the other guy. Okay? Mao, so what do you do? Amar Papa, Avzu, Megaresh Lishon, Venoseh Sheni. Megaresh Lishon, give the divorce to the first guy, saying again, because we're always worried about Mazir Girushato. So therefore, in this case also, You won't have any problem just consummating with the second guy, but going back to the first guy, you always have that chance that the people are going to say, was a divorce. That's why the rumor went on the second guy, because already there was a divorce probably over there. Therefore, mazik grushato, therefore no problem. However, Rabbi Mor amar muteret lishnehem. Oh, in this case over here, she can do whatever she wants. I'm not worried about anything. Vilcheta, just finish for a second. Muteret lishnehem. Why? Look at the top of Rashi. Kilomar. Af megaresh sheni v'nosi rishon. Now, could you give the logic over here?
Obviously the rumors are wrong because you can't have rumors to two separate people.
No.
He says
me'achar shegam kiddushe sheni ayu ayede kol bilvad. The second man is also on a rumor. Mode afravuna shel hashay harishon laset ota lachad shenitgaresh b'shlish shelo hamidu kol kach hakamim mekle she'en kan ela kol bilvad, which means the whole thing is a suspicion of it, right? Marit ayin or the kol and all that. But when there's two rumors over there, then even if it'll be lenient, you can divorce the second guy and go back to the first guy. I'm not going to come along and say there was a divorce. It's enough that we suspect it when the second guy made a kiddushin de oraita. Okay, then already I'll say the only lot of kiddushin de oraita because the first guy must have divorced. Then already, but in the rumors on both sides, do whatever you want.